The Gemara in the center of Esra, at the bottom of Daf Nun Zayin Mabeis, begins and says, Daf Ches, and Daf Nun Ches Man Aleph says, Mita Shal Tam Lidu Chacham and Ketzat, how does the bed of a Talmud Chacham look? Koshen Tech Teo, only in a situation where there's nothing under it, El Sandlin Bi Maisa Chama, shoes in the summer. Posh Pshat is that they didn't need the shoes until the winter, so they just stored them under bed. There are others that say just the opposite. The shoes that they didn't need, they didn't keep under bed. It's the shoes that they wore that day is what they had by their bed. However, says the Gemara Shel Amoritz, the bed of an Amoritz, Doima L'Oitzabolim. It looks like a whole treasure. There's all sorts of different items that are found under his bed. Rabbeinu Gershom and the Rashbam explain that Talmidei Chachamim don't leave under their bed food, because the Gemara Masechta Pesachim says that there's a ruach ra that is kept under the bed, and of course the food would be adversely affected by that ruach ra. And the Taras Chaim explains, because since the Gemara Masechta Brachos Daf Nun Zayin Amud Beis teaches us that sleeping is 1/60th of death, so it turns out that when a person is sleeping, he loses part of his neshama tahira, and in the place of that neshama tahira comes the ruach tuma, and that's why it is such an important halacha to wash negel vasser every morning. And therefore, if somebody will sleep with food under his bed, the ruach tuma will be on that food. Rashi in Masechta Sukkah, the Meiri, give a different explanation. The bedroom is a place where people do private things. And if somebody's going to leave under his bed all sorts of items, it's going to cause that many people should come into your bedroom, which of course the halacha doesn't want. The Maral explains that the area under the bed is a place which is not clean, and therefore it's inappropriate that in a place where there's a lack of cleanliness, that Talmidei Chacham have to be makpid on cleanliness, there should be kept food under the bed. So it would seem as follows, that according to the pshat of ruach tuma, it should be only food. According to the other pshatim, it should not only be food that's usur, everything should not be kept under the bed. Tachsam Seifer explains the Gemara this way. He says, a Tam Chacham only goes to sleep because he needs to rest so he could have koyach, that he could have energy to continue doing his avoida. And therefore, when he gets up in the morning, he right away gets out of bed to go do what he has to do. And the only thing he needs to have by his bed are his shoes, and he's good to go. And Amoritz, however, remains laying on his bed. And therefore, the bed becomes an important part of where he lives and spends his day. The Shulchan Aruch in Yerideya, Simen Kuf Tes Zayin, Sif Hei, Paskins, V'lo Yitin Tafsho, V'lo Mashkim Tachas Amita, a person shouldn't put any food under the bed, M'nei Shiruach Ro Shara Aleihem, anything that's kept under the bed, as we've been discussing, has a Ruach Ro on them. This halacha of Ruach Ra takes up a lot of discussion in the Poskim. And let's discuss it for a few moments. We just said that the Shulchan Aruch says, "Vayitin tafsha v'loy mashkin tachas amita, m'nei sheruach ra shayr aleihem." It's interesting to point out that the wording of the Shulchan Aruch is not the exact wording that we find in the Gemara Masechet Pesachim that we quoted earlier. The Gemara Masechet Pesachim Daf Kuf Yud Beis Amud Aleph teaches us, Oichlum umashkin tachas hamita, food and drink that's under the bed, afilu mechupin bekli barzel, even if they're sealed in a metal container, ruach ra shor aleihem. The Yerushalmi in Masechta Trumas, Perek Ches Halacha Gimel, uses the words osalamitin tafshiloi tusarisa. So there's a slight difference between the Yerushalmi and the Bavli. The Bavli speaks about all food, even food which is not cooked. The Yerushalmi only speaks about cooked food. Also, the Bavli says that even if the food is sealed in a metal container, it's also to be put under the bed. The Yerushalmi doesn't say this. So, furthermore, it seems that the Yerushalmi will be made. The question is, what will be the halacha b'diavad? It's hard to know from the wording of the Yerushalmi and the Bavli what they hold. So, Rav Moshe in the Shas Chuvas Igros Moshe Yerudei Achel Gimel Simen Chof points out that it's interesting that the Shulchan Aruch quotes the Yerushalmi in our Gemara. So the Pri Chodesh says a Chiddush that when it comes to issues of Sakana, we follow of the opinion of the Yerushalmi over the opinion of the Bavli. Because they were bigger, it seems that in the Yerushalmi and Eretz Yisrael, they were greater experts in these inyanim than in Bavel. And therefore, we follow the opinion of the Yerushalmi. That's one explanation why we follow the Yerushalmi. I saw that others want to say, in answering this question, that since when it comes to all these issues of Sakana, we have a concept of Shomer Psoim Hashem, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu protects us, so because it's such a situation, we could be a little more lenient and therefore only be strict regarding cooked food, as the Yerushalmi says, not raw food, as the Bavli says. But it seems, and this is what I saw, was the opinion of the Gra, del chatchila, no food should be put under the bed, even raw food, like the Bavli teaches us. I saw the Paiskin point out that since we know that the night of Pesach is a Leil Shmurim, so on the night of Pesach we could be more lenient with this halacha because it's a Leil Shmurim Lashem. Furthermore, even though the Shulchan Aruch doesn't say it, and neither does the Yerushalmi, the Shach and Sifkotan Dalit, quoting the Beis Yosef, quoting the Gemara Masechet Pesachim, says the L'chatchila, one shouldn't even put food that's put into a sealed container. What is the halacha if b'di'evid someone left food under their bed. Well, be halacha. So he said, so the Shvus Yaakov and Chelik Beis Simen Kuf Hei brings a raya from our Gemara that this halacha is only lechatchila, but b'diavad it's mutter. And the Pesach Tshuva here in Simen Kuf Tazayin Sif Katan Dalid quotes the Shvus Yaakov. He says, because our Gemara just said that how does the bed of an Amoritz look? The bed of an Amoritz looks, our Gemara says, like an oitzabolim. It has all different types of food and different items under the bed. Now, if the halacha were, says the Shvus Yaakov, that food that was left under a bed, even b'di'evid, may not be consumed, so how could someone ever buy food from Amoritz? Why should he not be concerned that the food was left under the bed? It must be that b'di'evid, if you eat food that was left under the bed, you may consume that food. And this is the opinion of many Poskim, the Beis Shloima, the Ein Yitzchak, the Yalkut Gershuni, and there's a nice raya, the Mishnah Berurah, in Simen Dalet, Sif Kutin Yod Dalet, says that if someone you're not allowed to touch food before you wash Negel Vasser in the morning, but if somebody touched food before he washed Negel Vasser, the food doesn't become usur. He quotes the Chaya Adam paskling that way. So we see that just like, as we said earlier in our shir, the purpose of washing Negel Vasser in the morning is to prevent a Ruach Ra, but still the halacha is that with the Eved, you could eat the food, the same thing the halacha is here as well. Rav Avadya Yosef and Shaz Achuvas Yabia Oimer, Chelekhei Choshe Mishpat Simen Vov, discusses a situation where someone, Reuven, sold to Shimon food that he had kept under his bed. And then Shimon discovers that the food that he bought was once left under a bed. Can he demand his money back? So Rav Avadya Yosef says that if he already paid for the food, certainly if he consumed the food, he can't ask for anything back. But even if he didn't consume the food, he just paid for it, he can't ask for it back. If he didn't pay yet, then he says that you could ask for the food back. What happens if someone left food under the bed and now he realizes that he did? So if it's food that's washable, the Poskim say that he should wash the food three times. If it's food that can't be washed, so the Poskim say that you should take off Kedei Klipa, it's the outer layer, and by taking out the outer layer, we could be more lenient.